relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. Welcome, dear friends. This is America First One-on-One, our opportunity to get to know our good friends a little bit better and delve into the big issues that matter, not just over one segment or two, but over almost an hour. Why? Because, you know, I can, and I love it. It's called long form. It's what I love, and it also goes against the grain of today's, oh my gosh, you're posting something that's more than 60 seconds? How dare you? Today, we have a very special treat. He is the founder. He is the commander-in-chief. He is the field marshal of the Warrior Poet Society. John Lovell, welcome to One-on-One here on America First.
Your intros just keep getting more elaborate, more outrageous.
In a good way, right?
We're starting this, and it's just so intensive. Like, I can't live up. I can't live up to this.
Well, you just got to get you got to get a hat with some scrambled eggs. You got to get at least, you know, like Lloyd Austin, just, you know, get overweight, fat, put a face shield on, and then people will instantly respect you. Sorry, getting a little bit political, and I've only gone 60 seconds into this. All right, let's start at the beginning. Actually, usually I ask people to tell our millions of listeners and viewers who you are. We'll do that in a second, but let's cut straight to the chase. Who can be a warrior? Do you have to wear the cloth of the Republic? Do you have to be in, you know, in Digicam? Or can any man live the life of a warrior?
I think all of us can do something to become better protectors. Real love, it protects. And so if you want to be a loving protector, I think anybody can do something. I've trained people in wheelchairs, people with canes, people missing arms and legs, and everyone can do a little something to make the world a little safer of a place. So, yeah.
So that's an unusual way to put it. The fact that one of the first words in is love. Can you unpack that a little? What is the relationship between the masculine, the male, the warrior spirit, and love, that which is, as a believer, should be the center of our universe?
So something that all antiquity has known and something that's lost in our day and age, unfortunately, is that basic ethos, is that we are equal parts, or maybe we're 100% warrior, 100% poet. We should be lions and lambs, lovers and fighters, and that should be encompassed in the same person. I mean, I think that's just good masculinity in general. And so if you want to be a lover of people, well, real love protects, you know, and if you want to be a protector, well, a protector divorced from love becomes something of, it can become a mercenary, it can become a tyrant. And so you really need those two things of love and protection living together. Unfortunately, in our day and age, that's become a bit of a false dichotomy, and it shouldn't be. We should be dangerous to ISIS, but deeply romantic with our wives and playful and fun with our kids. And that's just masculinity.
All right, we're going to talk about the amazing things you're doing to engender that culture, or rather reintroduce it into Western civilization, given what has been going on for the last few decades. Let's talk about you. Let's introduce you to those who've just stumbled over this channel. The dial has brought them here. Who is John Lovell? Where did he come from? What did he do for this nation? Tell us about your journey so far.
I am always so uncomfortable answering the question, but very well. I got to do the thing. So, Warrior Poet Society really our ethos written out. I found a place in a culture that wanted you to be a warrior or a poet, one of the two, but not really both. And so, really, I started this movement, and basically, it's my own journey lived out loud and inviting other men and women to come along with me. But we're people who live for a higher purpose, ready to sacrifice in the defense of others. My background, I've been doing some fighting at some point, whether it's martial arts or it's wrestling or whether it's fighting overseas and my multiple combat tours in the special operations. I've got that warrior piece. I've also served as an overseas Christian missionary, and I make a lot of different content on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook that's really promulgating our ethos and trying to swell our ranks and invite people along on this journey. Is that good?
It's kind of embarrassingly short, but I don't want to embarrass you anymore because I've seen you blush and I've seen it's not a pretty sight. So we'll stop there. We'll get into it sideways. I'll ambush you. I'll do a defilade from the side and we'll get you later. Let's talk about Warrior Poet Society. You got to check out his YouTube channel. We'll talk about his brand new platform, the Warrior Poet Society Network. Follow him on Twitter at JohnLovell275. So let's talk about the genesis. How did this all begin? Why did you say we need a Warrior Poet Society, John?
Sure. I think I was finding that I didn't really fit into stereotypical culture today. I found even in some places that I felt very much at home, say my church body, certain attributes were elevated of kindness and maybe funny, maybe polite or spiritual, but boldness and dangerous weren't really key issue or key traits that were put to the forefront. And I'm like, man, I feel that in my soul that I'm called to be a protector of the weak, a protector of the innocent. That's a good and holy thing to be able to protect people. And so, but it wasn't necessarily an attribute that I found a lot of people majoring on. And some people that major on it, you know, whether it was in the law enforcement or the military or just different places where the warrior can really stretch and live, the aspects of being a good father or a romantic husband, that stuff didn't really have a place. And so really, I just wanted to live out loud as a real authentic man that was pursuing two different tracks of warrior and poet, a lover of truth, a warrior philosopher. And so I started putting out content on YouTube. Crazy idea for me, but the idea stuck. It resonated. There's a lot of people, it turns out there that are just like me, that are looking for different people that think like they do, yet we're not really represented in mainstream media. We're never represented in Hollywood. We're never represented in different TV shows. You can't really find that person. It's one or the other. It's never both. And so I think that's why we've swelled and add a lot of people to our ranks.
This is so true. How do we get to a point where you can be a scholar and intellectual, you can listen to our favorites, our regulars here on America First, like Victor Davis Hanson, strategist par excellence, expert on ancient military history, Lord Conrad Black, the big thinkers, or you can be a Jocko, you can be a SEAL writing another book or what have you. And we've got this dichotomy in ancient cultures. There was never this dichotomy. You weren't right. A knucklehead or a man of culture to be an accomplished man. You had to be lethal and you had to be educated. How did that happen, John?
I am not really sure, but there's a good bit buried in the past that needs to be resurrected in the present. Right now, while you were talking, you were mentioning that, I was thinking about a quote by Thucydides, who said, "The state that separates its warriors from its scholars will have its fighting done by cowards and its thinking done by fools." And so you really have to have both. You want to be a warrior and, you know, a scholar. You think about Socrates. He fought back in the Peloponnesian wartime and beforehand, and he was stacking bodies, and he was a dangerous, dangerous warrior. But at the same time, he was one of the most preeminent philosophers of his day and is still renowned today. And a lot of us think of him only as a philosopher, but this was a bad news warrior as well. And I think the two fed into each other.
Can I share with you, and you don't have to confirm, you don't have to deny, but as somebody who's spent a lot of time around the U.S. military since, my gosh, I started teaching in 2004 and then ended up doing a lot with the guys at Bragg, but also at, Damnet, Coronado, and elsewhere. There are different models inside the U.S. military, and the one that I think exemplifies what you're talking about is Bragg. I've brought my kids to hear me lecture. The guy's going through the Q course, and they're in civvies, they're in D.C. And the first time my son was there, he was a little kid, he said, Dad, these guys are future Green Berets, but they all look so normal. You couldn't tell. They didn't look like some beefed up kind of, guy at the gym who's roided out. They looked like normal individuals, a little bit athletic, but they asked such good questions. They were, their shot group at range 37 was just as good as their questions about the ideology of, ISIS. So do you find that within our military, there's also a tension between these different ways of thinking about being a warrior?
Sure. And what I heard in there is you are driving more at the stuff that stands out as a little bit more apparent. You think yes. of somebody with just these massive lats and they're walking around 1,000-yard stare, armed to the teeth and not approachable. And what you're seeing a lot of times in the special operations community are nice guys who are extremely intelligent and they're dangerous warriors, but you may not necessarily know it right away. It's funny, people's perceptions, and I think it even goes back to thinking of the movie, it's with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Predator.
Predator.
And you saw some of these just jack guys. You saw Jesse Ventura, and you saw Arnold Schwarzenegger. And they're
Apollo Creed.
Jack.
Right.
Apollo Creed there, and you saw these huge guys. And then you saw a couple skinny guys. And looking back, I'm kind of like, those guys don't belong in those ranks. And now having come from the special operations community, I call horse crap on the bodybuilders being there. And those skinny guys, those might have been like real commandos of sort. Typically, you want somebody who can carry their own weight, that can go very far and very fast. And those massive muscles, a lot of the guys don't put it on until after they get out because the op tempo of war, you can't really keep it on very well. You can't manage that diet, but you need to be able to put a pack on that weighs a massive amount and be able to go up and down mountains all day and do continuous operations on top of that. And so stamina and agility become extremely important. Your endurance becomes really important. But being able to bench press a Buick is not at the top of the list for a special operations guy.
And 6,000 calories a day on MREs is very, very difficult. Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. I got a little glimpse into what you were just saying when I played at Soldiers back in the early 90s when I was in college, when I joined the British Army Reserves in an MI unit. And they called us the Green Slime. This was the intelligence corps. I was trained as an interrogator. We had tactical intelligence guys and other stuff. And the guys we worked closest with was the regiment in Hereford, the regulars and the reserve SAS guys. And the first time I met them on exercise, I was like, what? That guy looks like a long-distance runner. I mean, he looks a little bit sinewy, but where is this, you know, superhero that can bench lift, as you said, a Buick? It's, you know, there's reality and there's Hollywood, and we'll talk about what's happened to Hollywood momentarily. We're talking to John Laufel. Follow him. Check out warriorpoetssociety.us, and we'll talk about his network momentarily. That's warriorpoetssociety.us. Okay, so you, I didn't know this about you, or maybe I forgot. And it explains so very, very much, that not only are you a man with a military past, not only are you training our Leos and our military today, and you're trying to build back this warrior ethos, you said you've worked as a missionary. You've worked for the Lord in missionary work. Can I just dive straight in on an issue here? On my radio show in the last year and a half, when I witness what's happening around us in America and in Western civilization, as a person who chose America as a legal immigrant, John, I'm kind of horrified. My father risked everything for freedom. He was an anti-communist at the age of 20. He was arrested, tortured, and imprisoned by a communist regime, 6 years in prison, liberated by the freedom fighters in 1956. And I came to America because I still do truly believe it's the greatest nation on God's earth. But then I saw basically 320 million people utterly surrender to bureaucrats, to people who have a zero defect attitude, who are utterly risk averse, who are the antithesis of everything that you're preaching. How did we get to a point where there was no resistance? There was one restaurant owner here, one bar owner here, one person over there. But as a whole, America genuflected at the altar of St. Fauci, 44 million jobs lost, businesses shuttered. As a man of faith, and it comes across on social media, how much of our lack of a robust response must be laid at the foot of our church leaders in action? I don't care what denomination, just at our Christian church leaders.
Fantastic question. And it is a real bleak just state of the union to look around. And I see moral relativism, moral ambiguity, when you don't really have it, in the philosophical presupposition of the people out there, a real clear set path of this is right and this is wrong. And so since it's all just gray and you think something, I think something different, morally speaking, who's to say, well, now we don't have any catalyst that can really wake up the world in reformation or revolution in any way. And so what it ends up making is people that are sheep that'll just go along with anything because they stand for nothing. And so I think the church does have a great opportunity here to show that, hey, there's a lot of uncertainty in our country right now, but we're not afraid because our trust isn't in politicians. And, you know, there's a lot of bullies out there, but we're not afraid because the righteous are as bold as lions. And you want to silence us, but guess what? You can't silence truth, and I will never be quiet. I must speak truth. And so there's all kinds of opportunities right now for the church to stand up and show that, hey, guess what? In a world without peace, I have a peace that passes all understanding, meaning I have an inexpressible joy that no bureaucrat and no terrible news headline can take away from me. As a follower of Jesus, I am fearless. I am bold. I am strong. I have convictions that are set, and I'm not going to be bullied around either. I'm going to speak for truth. I'm going to stand up for what's right. And even if you kill the body, you cannot touch my soul. And I think that message is ever so important. But we need to stand up as Christians and speak the truth plainly and refuse the muzzle that postmodernists would bully us into. Refuse the muzzle. Speak, Christian.
Speak and always cleave to the truth. It might be a cliche when you say You are what you eat. But it is absolutely true. Eating the right food ensures your body gets the nutrients it needs to maintain your health. And that includes, whether you like it or not, guys, I'm sorry, fruits and vegetables. If you're not a big fan, and most of us guys aren't, you still need to eat them. Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature is a game changer. Just vegetables, just fruit, freeze-dried into six little capsules. Three red for fruit, three green for vegetables that provide you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables your body needs and craves. Be the healthiest you can be. Dr. Howard's going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. If you're worried about your health, just do this for your wife, for your mother, for your children, for your grandchildren. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka. Let's talk about misconceptions of liberty, John. There are, there's the libertarians, and then there's this idea that liberty is the freedom to do whatever you choose. As a God-fearing man, as a Christian, can you explain to our listeners, maybe those who've been misguided or just aren't schooled in the things that you have been schooled in, that true liberty, true freedom, comes from freely choosing to do the right thing, not doing whatever you want?
That's great. Really, you know, and I know, and all your listeners know, you are the more qualified to answer that. Professor Gorka, I would far rather hear yours, but it's your show and you asked me, so I will...
They get enough. They get 3 hours of me and then an hour on Sunday on Newsmax, so this is your moment to shine, John Lovell.
No pressure, right?
No pressure.
To the field marshal. So I love what our country stands for, and unlike the anarchist, I do believe that we live in a country of laws. That's a knife that can cut two ways. Sometimes it works kind of against my interest, sometimes away from it. But I think what I cleave to more than anything, as a patriot, as a freedom-loving individual, is our Constitution. And our Constitution is a government recognizing that we have been given God-given natural rights. And since they're natural rights and not government-given rights, that means the government can't take them away. And our Constitution is recognizing that we have the inherent right from God, not from government, but from God, which supersedes it, that we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you can't infringe upon that. And so our Constitution is a bold declaration. It's promises to the people from the government that will protect these rights that are yours, and we won't ever infringe upon them. My big contention now isn't that we have laws and I just want to run lawlessly through the streets with my hair on fire doing whatever I want. No, we're a nation of laws. I just want us to stick to that freedom, that essential freedom, that constitutionalism, that I would have the right to critique my leaders, that I have the right to assemble peacefully in protest. They have the right to arms, that I can protect myself and the government cannot restrict my access to firearms or yours. That I have religious liberties and that I won't be bullied by my government. And so those are the rights. And so what I see is a baseline of freedom that is being dramatically eroded. We are losing First and Second Amendment rights, all just terrible erosion in those constitutional pillars, which have stood for hundreds of years. And now people don't see it and it's eroding in front of us. It's very alarming.
It is. And we all have a role to play in stopping it. That's why now is not the time. It never is the time, but now especially is not the time for anyone to censor themselves. He mentioned guns. He mentioned firearms. And for those of you who are listening to us, not watching us, I need you to know that he is in the original safe space that is a gun locker. I can see maybe, is that a Tavor? Is that an IWI Tavor in the back there? Is that right?
Up here, this is S95 Tavor. Dr. Gorka, way to get everyone, give him a slow clap from your computer. He knows his guns, ladies and gentlemen. He is very good.
Thank you, because it's not easy. That was a guess, because there's a little bit of a grill in front of it. But I have to say, a little bit of inside baseball, it's my favorite new truck gun. I've got a can. Wow. I've got a suppressor on my Tavor. The thing is like a laser. It's like the hammers of hell. It's a little compact, little can on the end. I love it. So the Israelis, whether it's the Uzi, whether it's the Desert Eagle or the Tavor, you got to love it. Okay.
Yeah, we got some belt-fed machine guns.
What?
Behind me. We got some sniper rifles. We got cans, suppressors galore. We got all kinds of fun stuff behind me. I am, as Dr. Gorka said, in the only real safe space there is. I've built a bunker of guns and safes around me.
I think we've got to do that here in my studio. We've got to have at least some hardware behind me, at least one of my Sterlings from the British Army or Fenfal, something like that. Quickly, got to know, sniper rifle, what's your favorite right now for long-range work?
Oh, wow. So that's not my MO. I was a door kicker, yeah, which meant room clearing. So guys, don't think I was a sniper. However, I really like the Delta 5 Pro by Daniel Defense. That's a
nice,
real good gun.
Nice.
I also like the Tika.
Very reasonably priced. Very reasonably priced. Good man.
So,
nicely done.
I like Bergara. Anyway, the can't go wrong with any of it. But
and for door kicking, what do you like? Daniel Defense?
Daniel Defense is great. Yeah, I like Daniel Defense. I like a lot of guns, but sure. Yeah, Daniel Defense is great.
All right, let's stay on things military. I got to address this issue because you were a door kicker. You teach our door kickers. You teach anybody, and I'm still waiting. We got to do that range day.
Let's do it, man.
Got to brush up on my old rusty skills. The wokeification of the U.S. military, from West Point teaching critical race theory and Mark Milley being cool with it, even though he said he doesn't know what it is, to his testifying he wants to understand the white rage that caused January the 6th, to the Secretary of Defense, who shouldn't by law be the Secretary of Defense because he retired briefly. He wasn't a retired general long enough to satisfy the statutes, saying in his testimony on Capitol Hill that he is hunting down the, quote, enemies inside the U.S. military, which is very disturbing, given that enemies are people you usually shoot in the head or blow up, to just these recruitment ads of female corporals with their, quote, unquote, two mothers. What reports are you hearing from your buddies who are still inside? How much does it concern you? And really, how much of a national security threat is this political subversion of the greatest military in the world?
I really these days hang out with the veterans of the special operations community and different military, people who have already gotten out. So I don't have the red phone. I don't have my ear very close to the ground on what it's like to be in the military right now. So
you must have an opinion.
I do have an opinion, but I wanted to first say I don't have that firsthand knowledge. I have some anecdotal stuff where I'll talk here and there, but I doubt it's any more than you. So I wanted to go ahead and disqualify myself to have the inside track. But
People never do that. Pundits never do that. He is not a pundit. He is a real person. They always say,
let me
pontificate. No, he's going to disqualify himself and then give us his opinion. Why? Because that's who he is. So what's your opinion on what we've witnessed in the last 6 months in America?
I think it's going to get a lot of us killed. That's what I think is going to happen. I think we're such an absolute colossal joke to the enemies around the world. It sends the weakest message we could possibly do. And what happens when strong tyrants or terrorists see that our physical security is weak and that we lack the resolve to be able to put them in their place because we're so busy playing sensitivity games, it means that they are that's a big permission slip for evil men to go on the offensive. That is an invitation to fly many planes into our towers, knowing that after you kill our people, we'll probably give you some money and an apology note for it. It's the worst possible foreign policy that you could do. And it's leftists that think, in symbolism over substance, that think that we can pacify terrorists and evil men by virtue signaling. It's the worst idea. The consequences will amount to real blood of its citizenry, and it will be the fault of ideological games played with our military at the citizens' expense.
Incredibly dangerous. It continues a precedent from the 8 years of Obama, where our military were treated as a petri dish for social engineering that couldn't be ordered to be executed upon society writ large, but could be done in the hierarchical entity that is the military, which, look, I've met Democrats who are serving in the military, but ostensibly, it culturally, the last bastion of classical conservative culture in America, and that's why they have to target it. We're talking to John Lovell, Warrior Poet Society. What is the Warrior Poet Society network? And why did you create it, John?
Sure. So we have a pretty large following, a million plus on YouTube. However, looking at our analytics and looking at the analytics in Instagram and our Facebook, it is extremely obvious that we're being shadow banned, demonetized, censored. I think it's highly discriminatory in that you treat the ideologies they like one way, and then they treat us ideologies that they disagree with a completely another way.
John, it's just John, I can fix that for you. You just have a rebranding, okay? I'll do a little focus group, and now you are the Snowflake Poet Society. You're going to have 3 million subscribers by next week. I assure you.
It's true. I just need to identify as something different than I am, and now I've satisfied the overlords, the big tech nanny state, Big Brother. Is now going to hook me up. All I have to do is depart from truth and lose my soul along the way. That'll be fantastic.
That's the only thing you have to pay. All right. Instead of doing that, what did you do?
That's reading the writing on the wall, so to speak. And so we're going to immediately have a longer term strategy, and that's to use social media while we can and leverage that to do things like build up our email list. If you go to our website and give us your email, well, now they can't take you away from us. And as they continue to throttle us until ultimately, obviously, they're going to cancel us, well, we'll be able to, you know, connect with you via email. The big thing, though, is we put out lots of video content. We do lots of video content. And so
what kinds of things? Because, you know, those who know you will be familiar with some of the very gun-related tactical stuff you do, but you're creating a whole smorgasbord. You're creating a whole platform. So give us a description of some of the things people can see on your new network.
Right. I see the media and Hollywood against us, big tech against us, so we're owning our own content. And so what that means is all of my training classes of my pistol 1 and 2 and my rifle 1, 2, and 3, my pistol 3, other instructors' material, you can take my full training classes on our network, which is cool. So watch WPSN.com, and we're in the app stores, and so you can download the app on your phones and be able to tune in. And it's not just training, it's binge-worthy shows. We just launched a new show called Master Zone, where we have a Muay Thai kickboxing champion fighting some really famous entities, and we're learning from them, like Cyborg, the great jiu-jitsu legend, will be one of them. And we came out with other shows, our War Poet show, which is incredibly popular and extremely fun and surprising. And so we've got different shows. 100 Deadly Skills is another show. And so we've got shows, we've got news, we've got training, we've got backed up YouTube content, but we own our own content now, which means we're unshackled by big tech. I can do whatever I want. I can say whatever I want and they can't cancel me. And so that's the dream of the network, is to continue to have non-woke and even anti-woke content that represent our values.
Is this, look, you are, you're, that's my old boss who was the master of irregular warfare. He'd actually been in every insurgency since he was in West Point in the 60s. As he said, the good insurgent, rule number one for the insurgent is you play for the breaks. You see a break and you just play that game into that opportunity that chance or whoever provided. You have played for the breaks. You've seen the writing on the wall. You've seen the fascistic, censorious attitude of the big tech overlords who are political, who can delete just like that a man with 89 million followers on Twitter who just happened to be elected by 74 million Americans. Let me ask you the bigger, because we talk about this every day. We have big, big, big cultural experts like Andrew Clavin, the amazing scriptwriter. We have my colleagues from Salem like Dennis Prager and others. Is this really the answer? Because I fear that you will provide what you are providing to your loyal subscribers. But are we not creating a ghetto for ourselves? And are we not, and I don't want you to divulge anything, are we not limited by the fact that we don't have the George Soros, Jeff Bezos guy who's going to drop half a bill on, you know, half a billion on your venture, and we have conservative funders and sponsors who, with the odd exception, really, in the last 40 years, they might as well have burnt their paper when it comes to investing in the culture. So I don't want to put you off. God bless you, because you are a trailblazer. But talk to me about the best case scenario of Warrior Poet Society Network, and then all the others that hopefully will follow.
It's the most American thing I can think of. And this is why. It's because I see us up against insuperable odds. Is similarly to the founding of our nation. Right now I'm reading about the French and Indian War and just how difficult times was and the opposition that we were up against. And then you see the actual American Revolution as we're just a bunch of ragtag colonists that are trying to not die of dysentery or get murdered by Indians in our sleep. And you see the great British Empire around us, the greatest army in the world, weighing down on us. And, you know, some of us, we barely even have established military at all. We're just, you know, a voluntary force of militias, these tiny little campfires going against this massive bonfire across the ocean. And so it looked, it was just a shadow of a hope we would even become a country. Most of us knew that in fighting in this, you may die, you may be hung as a traitor. There didn't seem, looking at just the odds, that we had much of a chance. But going up against this impossible thing, running toward Goliath, who stood poised ready to crush your army under his much larger foot and that of the Philistines, it all looked hopeless. But, you know, even a war that I can't win, if it's the right call, I say charge. I say go for it. I say I'm going to live for something until I die for it. I want my life to count, and I want my death to count. And so what that means, and I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, I'm just saying this is gut check time. This is courage. And it is true that right now I see an institutional checkmate, and it is very terrifying, where they own the government of legislative and executive branches. They own the media. They own big tech. They own academia. They own Hollywood. But I say there is a lot of people that have been quiet and bullied. I know what we're up against, but I just believe that somewhere under us is that good old-fashioned American fighting spirit. It's dormant. It has been there for a long time. And I just believe that at some point, we'll say enough is enough, and hopefully we'll unmuzzle ourselves and speak the truth and refuse to comply.
The sleeper will awaken, to quote a certain seminal work. I want my life to count as well as my death. Words that could have been spoken by Teddy Roosevelt, but they are John Lovell's fabulous, fabulous words to live by and die by. We've talked too much about the channel. Let's give you a little clip. This is the Warrior Poet Society Network.
I had this concept to really reestablish a bold and dangerous masculinity that also brought to bear just being good dad and husband, to be tender and vulnerable and loving and kind, but also to be able to flip that switch and be a dangerous protector. Warrior poets stretch across the ages. We are the freedom fighters, and we will not be silenced by big tech. First Amendment, Second Amendment, we will speak out. So currently we've been tapping into things like YouTube and social media channels, which slowly and surely it's being throttled, hidden from you, demonetized, and the attacks seem to be ramping up. What would happen if all of a sudden we were gone? We expect that to happen, and that's why we're moving into a different space where we own our own content. We're developing our own network. We'd love for you guys to be a part of that. We can go deeper down the rabbit hole with better content that you guys can have access to, and no one can
can shut us down.
Introducing the Warrior Poet Society Network, which will be a streaming service channel that will feature exclusive content not shown on YouTube, including training, some behind-the-scenes looks, some interviews, some special guests, as well as other shows. You'll have the option of streaming our channel on the web, downloading it on our apps, available on iPhone, Apple TV, Roku, Android, and Android TV, as well as Amazon Fire.
So our anthem is freedom, and so our move to establish our own network is to bring all these different influencers under our banner who have different messages and information that you're wanting, and no one can take them away from you.
I'm sold. I'm going to subscribe right now. That is too good, too enticing. Warrior Poet Society Network, go right now, my friend. Seriously, just do it. You know it's good for you. That crap on Netflix, that culture-destroying garbage on Amazon and everywhere else. It's WPSN.com, Warrior Poet Society Network. It's WPSN.com. I'm just so excited. That trailer, dude, that is... just the music was pretty hardcore. Okay, John, let's talk about a couple of last questions before we wrap up and we let you get back to working on those shot groups. Talk about why the cost to you is okay. So I've told my story multiple times on the radio. I thought I was adequately cynical given my family's history under fascist occupation and communist dictatorship, living in the swamp for 12 years. I had no idea. Once I entered the White House, you know, that's when I understood the cost on a human being of trying to be a good Christian and especially trying to be truthful. You must be experiencing this right now with your beautiful bride, with your colleagues, everything you're building. Will you talk to what this has done for you and why really it doesn't matter, and why the maxim I had in the White House that when you're taking flak, it only means one thing, you're over the target?
Yeah. So many ways to answer that. I think of a place, I think it's in Matthew chapter 7 of the Bible. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so they did to the false prophets. I mean, I want to live for something, but perhaps there's just been a different spirit put in me. I can't take it lying down because this is my intention. I want to just kind of peacefully, family and friends. Dr. Gorka, when we first started hanging out, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago, I explained to you, listen, I'm not a political. I don't really want to jump in the political bandwagon. That's not my strength, and it's not what I want to do. I don't like politics as a general rule, but I feel like politics has gobbled up every area of life. I can't talk about babies with, you know, like abortion. That's a political issue. I think it's a biology issue, but it's been made a political issue. I can't talk about the weather because of global warming. I can't talk about, and now even the coronavirus, yeah, which should be a medical thing. Nope, that's political too. Everything has been gobbled up by politics. And whereas I don't want to play politics, I don't want to do that. I like philosophy. I love theology. I love shooting. I love freedom. I love family. I love my wife and kids and business and all these other. I don't want to play politics, but I guess so sick of being bullied that something's awoken in me and probably clicked about 6 months ago. I'm just sick of being bullied. And it's like, I don't mean to come out swinging anymore, but I'm just so irritated, I can't help myself. Something bubbles up, and so I don't mean to. I'm just a little enraged about it. We're losing everything in front of us, and I say this is a country worth fighting for. You know, I think it is the greatest nation in the world, and so let's jump in and stop being silent. In the war of ideas, let our voices be known.
Let me say to you a little personal input or footnote. It was very clear to me when that happened. I saw it happen with a radio hero of mine about a year ago, who had for 20 years walked a very, very cautious line. And then he was as pissed as you were. Of course, it's what animated the great late Andrew Breitbart. One thing above all else is standing up to bullies. And when I saw you, it was like there was a brightness. There was a certain additional energy, a certain light that came out of you when you started getting, you know, you were robust, but even more robust, because it's clear you subscribe to what I've been saying. Everything's political. Why? Because it has been made political. political. Therefore, we have no choice but to be political. Why? Because if we believe in the truth, that is a political statement today. Sadly, it is a political statement to speak the truth. And that's why I want to praise you. I want to recognize what you're doing. I hope your Warrior Poet Society Network becomes a massive empire for truth and that you get subscribers by the tens of thousands every single week. God bless you. Last thing that I want to ask you to help me to do. I do this with all our guests here on our new one-to-one, our one-on-one discussions. What is it that people should be doing right now, every single day, that they are not doing? I try to tell people every day, just 5 minutes with the Lord, in the morning, at night, what are you doing for him? Did you do it at the end of the day? Whether it's something they should read, something they should... What is it that you advise? Where is the place to start? Let me put it like this. If you want to be that warrior poet and a serious man.
So I have an app on my phone that lets me check off 5 daily disciplines. The first discipline, and I do this 5 days a week, is I work out. I do something physical. So workout. Two, I will read some Bible every day. Maybe a little, maybe a lot, but I do it every day. Three, I will read something else. I'm always reading about 3, 4, 5 books at a time. So as long as I read a little bit of something every day, that's good enough to get the check mark. I will pray on my knees every day. I make it a point to, clear out. I'll pray a lot during the day, but that's one thing. And then I'll take some type of nutritional supplement or my nutritional supplements. Those are 5 disciplines I do every single day. For warrior poet stuff, I do some gun stuff, some training, but that's not an everyday thing. I just weave that in. So I'm trying to become a better protector, and part of that's physical, but... I'm also, trying to learn and grow. I also want to make sure I could break it up into 2 categories like this. One is I'm doing something to make myself a better freedom fighter. And 2, I'm doing something, I'm enjoying my freedom too. And that means I'm loving my family and hanging out with, some friends, and I'm finding a reason to smile and rest and laugh every day. Let's enjoy our freedom. And loving my wife well. And so those are some things that are important.
Beautiful, beautiful. I have one last thing that's just come to me that I have to do, not just a shout-out to you and your team. Shout-out to the guys at Shadow Systems. You are a proponent of an amazing 9mm handgun with Shadow Systems, with the amazing, I love them, my new favorite sight through HoloSun. I've got my favorite new gun for taking to the range. So is everything good with your buddies at Shadow Systems?
Yeah, we're rocking out. We're selling our War Poet gun through them. So that's
check out great. The War Poet gun at what? Sportsman's Guide or where?
You go to Sportsman's Guide, their website, and you see it. Of like, I love that gun. I'm shooting it all the time.
If you want a tricked out Glock, not for the price of a tricked out Glock, that's the gun you have to check out. It's the Warrior Poet Society weapon, a Sportsman's Guide, and you've got to use what's a good code for things like that? Is it just WPS?
No, it's War Poet, all one word. War Poet gets you a discount off that.
Check it out. War Poet will get you that discount. In the meantime, being a serious man, let's return to that tradition of warriors who protect that which they love, but are also cultured and understand the eternal truths. You are an inspiration. Follow this man, John Lovell, John Lovell 275 on Twitter, and his new platform, streaming platform, WPSN.com. That's Warrior Poet Society Network.com. God bless you, John. Keep doing what you do always.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.